Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
It's time to go one-on-one with DP. Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Here is your host, Derek Pearson, brought to you by Canopy Street Market.
Boom.
In your face. Lunchtime Friday, happy Friday. Congratulations, you made it. You made it. You got through the tough week. And you got to Friday, so you get to exhale a little bit. Hopefully, you had a great week, and you are planning for a great weekend. If you are in Lincoln, there is a ton of stuff for you to do this weekend. We'll talk about that over the course of the 2 hours. 402-464-5685. Sartor Hamann, the Sartor Hamann text line. You want to be a part of what we're doing? Hit us up. Hit me with a what's up. We'll talk about it. You can follow on all the streams, Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961. If you have not downloaded the Ticket app, please do so. Good time for it. We can do a Christian and Edge pose for the cameras. It is a WrestleMania weekend, but it is also a big sports weekend in Lincoln, Nebraska. Lots for you to choose from. On this particular weekend, it starts today, and you'll have choices. Early choice, starting at 4 o'clock down at the Dillon Center, and Dillon sits right next to the soccer stadium, so it's in the same space. And based on the weather, on whether they play indoors or outdoors, I would imagine. I mean, I think they would like to try to play outdoors, but it has to be in those two or three hours, it has to be above 50 the whole time. Two of the 3 hours, I think, is what Cobalt said. But as Coach said on Wednesday, dress for the weather in case they're outside. So dress so that you're not shivering and that the wind, which would probably be helpful to the Huskers against USC. But I think there's a 15-mile-per-hour rule, and I think we're right at the cusp of that. Earlier this morning, it was at 19 miles per hour. But I think it has to be, in order to play outside, it has to be under 15. So prepare for indoor and or outdoor tennis. Their doubles start at 6 o'clock. Then you can bounce down. There's softball at home, baseball at home, softball against Indiana, baseball against Northwestern, and circle this particular weekend for Husker baseball, an opportunity to find their way to 500 one game at a time. Fight your way to 500 one game at a time. And it's a big one tonight for them. For softball, for them planting their flag into the upper echelon of NCAA softball this season and trying to get wins that will make it so that the resume is attractive, that their momentum is strong heading into the Big Ten season finales and tournaments, et cetera, and then maybe getting a home series. It'd be nice to play at home. The weather should be nicer then to do that. So you have the opportunity. Rocky Russo and the Anderson Cup champion, regular season Cup champion, Lincoln Stars. They start round two of the playoffs. Round one brings them a winner in Sioux City, and they play the Musketeers at home at the Icebox tonight and tomorrow. I think it's tonight and tomorrow. I know it's tonight. I would imagine that they're going to play the first two at home. So you'll have opportunities this weekend to be supportive of Husker athletics. I think for all of them, the start times are kind of bunched together. So Lincoln, you'll have to make some choices, which is gonna suck a little bit, but that's okay. At least you have options to make choices. And I got all that out. I wasn't sure that I could remember. I wanted to be sure to remember everything that was going on. Bach, first of all, folks, Bach, how are you?
Oh, not too bad. Very, very excited for this weekend ahead, the NBA playoffs. I mean, we've got, I love these kind of play-in games. So you kind of have these somewhat game sevens or at least season on the line type of deals tonight. Then as I know, we'll get into WrestleMania. It's one of my favorite weekends of the year. Of course, Easter also involved in that. So, you know, lots of family planning and exciting, egg hunting and all that. So it'll be a good weekend.
Yeah, it's there. Just a programming note that the ticket will take Easter Sunday off. There will be no live programming. There we will run some replays and we'll do some national stuff. And of course, we'll have Stars hockey, both nights. So that will certainly be a thing. Bill and Ben and I am with you. Back in my coaching days, one of my teams went and had the Fatheads made. And they captured a picture. I don't know how they captured the picture. I'm a little frightened. Still, years later, that somebody captured me in the moment. And it is the DP roaring face. Nice. Right. It's the one, right? I'll find the picture and post it. But yeah, and then they all at the awards banquet, they all showed up with the fat heads that they held on a stick that they held up. That might be the correct face to put on a in your face t-shirt.
Yes.
Either that one or maybe wearing the Husker jersey and the helmet and just kind of, you know, given the Lex Luger crab pose.
I said we could bring back the, I know this might bring back dark times, but the COVID era DP that was sitting in, what was that, PBA?
Right. That one's still there. That one, actually, it is, there's one in my office here, and I have it hidden so that, you know, one DP is enough. You don't want to walk in and see me sitting at the desk and then have another me behind you staring down at you. But yeah, maybe the other one's at home. So it's actually on a wall at home, which people who come to the house are always amused by. So yeah, but Bill, I think that, you know, we're all for there. We do need a Bach and black shirt. So you guys have to figure out what that'll be, or maybe a Bach nuclear heat. I root for the bad guys. I'm a Paul Heyman and heel guy there.
Once I got to look up Scott, I should know about it, but Scott Hall's line about bad guys.
Yeah, say hello. Just put it on there. Say hello to the bad guy. You know, which is just. That was also another WWE programming masterpiece was Razor Ramon versus Shawn Michaels. And they did a full the Sunday night show. If you're a wrestling fan at all, on A&E, they do the Sunday night and they started with telling the superstar stories. And they did two recently that just glowed for me. One, I had forgotten how amazing Ricky Steamboat was and is. And my time in Charlotte, you got a little bit closer to him, my time in Richmond. But how good Ricky Steamboat was. Ricky Steamboat, there was a time when Ricky Steamboat was the most over face in all of wrestling. And that for the three technicians that people talk about, that Ricky Steamboat is all of their favorite opponents. Like when Flair tells you, Macho spoke glowingly that, you know, Roddy Piper, that when they knew that when Ricky Steamboat was their opponent on the card, they were gonna, it was gonna be a fantastic show, and he could go an hour, and it was never a thing. But they also did a feature on rivalries, and they told the story of Shawn Michaels, the Heartbreak Kid, and Razor Ramon. But they went back and told the Scott Hall story, getting to Razor Ramon, and then basically him pilfering Scarface. And people, yeah, and the fact that people didn't know that he was just stealing lines from the movie Scarface and using them in wrestling, and they were like, wait a minute, and there were people that thought he was Cuban, and he was like, no. there was also a podcast, and they were redoing wrestling cards but using the people's real names.
Uh-oh.
Like, they were, it was so good, Bach. It was so good because, like, I didn't know. Let me see if I can find it. Because it, to have them tell these stories about these people, and you went, wait a minute, okay. And they would tell the story of the rivalry, and that their finishing move, and then you'd realize, well, wait, that's Pat Patterson. So they were talking about it. They went through that. Let me find the one that really just kind of set it off for me, because I just thought, from the Hall of Fame standpoint, because it's a Hall of Fame weekend, right? That Buddy Rogers, right? One of the great greats, right? One of the goats. That his real name, and they said, just imagine trying to sell this card. Gorgeous George Raymond Wagner was gorgeous George, who has Nebraska connections.
Yeah.
Right? In the pro, you and I were having the conversation as well about the WWE Hall of Fame and Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. They're separate entities. And that there is another Nebraska connection in that we don't always talk about, by the last name of Stecker.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
So Joe Stecher is a Nebraska local, and his son often pokes his head on the text line whenever we start talking about it. It was, so Luthez, legend, like one of the iconic wrestlers, Aloysius Martiz.
Yeah, I kind of like that one.
Right? That he could have gone, right?
Yeah.
He could have gone with that. Of course, you know, Andre Rusmanoff. But Ricky Steamboat's real name, and they said, man, you could have gone with that. His real name is Richard Blood.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That would have been a good one.
But that's a great heel name, right, not a great face name. So it was kind of interesting. Killer Kowalski. His real name was Edward Spolnick.
Sounds like a dentist or something.
Right. Like, you're not really gonna, right? Like, it's not the killer move. You can't do that. Of course, Terry Bollea, everybody knows this. Hulk Hogan. The Fabulous Moolah was Mary Ellen Ellison.
I kind of like that one.
Mary Ellen Ellison. And then there was a whole legion of folks who actually, you know, used their actual name. But they went through it. It was pretty amazing to go through and have them sell it. And then it got into, of course, with WrestleMania weekend. A big part of it is the Hall of Fame induction. And this year's group going in. You and I were talking before the show, and we'll get into this year's card, right? But we were talking before the show, and there's some things around it. There are people who are not in the WWE Hall of Fame. And some of it, you know, some of it is that there are people before the great merge, the great pro wrestling merge, that never crossed over, right? They never got to the WWE. And then there are these people who never got to work at WrestleMania. And you think about it, Bruno Sammartino never got to wrestle at WrestleMania. And then Bach, I did find the thing that I was looking for. There was these super cards that used to happen where they would cross over and you would have the Omni in it, like they would travel. It would be the Cow Palace in California, then the Omni in Atlanta, maybe one of the baseball stadiums in New York, whether it be Shea or Yankee Stadium, sometimes RFK Stadium, where they would have these belt versus belt cards. And one of these days, I'd like to put together what the ideal card would have looked like if you crossed. Like, what would you do with Nick Bockwinkel? And, like, back then, you would have a card where the promoters would agree. We'll put these champions together. You can see them wrestle. You would never have one win. Like, I would imagine the agreement was that nobody loses. Mm. Like, it's always a draw, but at least you got to see them together. I know that Bob Backlund and Flair did a few. I know that Bockwinkel and Flair did a couple. Then there were the regional ones like Mid-South. If you went down to Texas and the Von Erichs, Flair would be known to take the title down there. Harley Race would take the title down there and let them use it for a month while he had a surgery done. Or he would let the Von Erichs wear it. Harley Race was exceptional, bouncing around the country and allowing this thing to happen. But there were folks who didn't get in. And the first name that popped up in this podcast was that The Rock's not in the Hall of Fame. And, you know, WWE doesn't have it where, you have to stop wrestling to be in the Hall of Fame. There's some, belief to it. But if you're not full-time, right, The Rock, Batista, Bach, I'm going to say a name, and I want to know whether you think they should be in the Hall of Fame. We know that at some point The Rock and Batista gets in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Miss Elizabeth.
Yeah, absolutely should be.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? Like that should be simple, especially being that you just put Luger in.
Yeah. Yeah, Luger's going in this
year. Like Luger's going in. So, hey, you might want to honor Miss Elizabeth.
First Lady of Wrestling, right?
Still, right? Like, I mean, that doesn't, has that changed?
I don't think so. I mean, you might add Stephanie McMahon into the.
Right? Like, how does that play? Like, okay, so if you were going to, here's a challenge for you, Bach. If you're going to open a woman's wing in the WWE, in the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. So we know that Moolah, Wendi Richter, because they were, there's some other women from back in the day that, Moolah had to carry. Boy, Bach, you want to smile and laugh? Go back and find some old Moolah challenger matches. It's boy, not it is not it is not the Charlotte Flair level of the game has changed. Bach.
She's not doing backflips from the top rope.
Bach. You can go back. Having this conversation with Haas and just laughing because you can't name, like, other than Wendi Richter, even if you're old head, and if you're an old head wrestling fan and you can name some of the women who got into the Hall of Fame. And there are a bunch. There's an actual wing in the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. So, yeah. Husker P. Yeah. Ricky Steamboat was amazing. P. Campai asked the question. He says, what's the worst finishing move of all time? I think it's Hogan's leg drop. The worst. I hate to be that guy, but what was Santino's
that snake? Yeah, I don't know. That's up there.
Like that and Sacco, because they're like the mandible claw, yeah. Which became Sacco.
Yeah.
The mandible claw, I loved Sacco. I not so much. Hogan's leg drop. I just thought that's it? Like Hogan, you know, bear hug, throw hands.
Yeah.
Have something.
A lot of theatrics in the ring before.
Right, the build up, hulking out. But actually, and Hogan wasn't the first to Hulk out. I mean, that was a Tony Atlas thing. Mm. Tony Atlas Hulked out long before Hogan did. So, Bach, what comes to mind?
Well, maybe just because it's thinking right away. I understand the Cody support. I love it. I think it's been a great move, and he's partially changed boxing. Wrestling with who's they've been able to put him over these last couple of years. I always feel the Crossroads is very underwhelming. It just doesn't look like a move. Looks like a standard wrestling move, and for some reason we're supposed to believe that that's what takes people out.
Yeah. So Texas says Cena's finish is pretty lame. Yeah.
At least you're lifting somebody on your back. And
well, no, but you gotta remember that you can't see me.
Yeah.
Was the thing. I didn't know. But I'm old enough. Us old wrestling heads remember the days of where literally, small package was the finishing move of all champions. Mm. Backflip. You roll them over and really?
Yeah, that's it.
Show of hands from everybody. If you've ever put somebody in a sleeper hold, if you've ever, Bach, my friends, I can't tell you how many times in the neighborhood, at school, at practice, would literally just walk up and mock put somebody in the sleeper hold. And then, of course, since we do wrestling, the kick out is still the thing that wrestling purists hate the most. Because there are people who went to, like, high school wrestling thinking, hey, I can kick out.
Yeah.
There's nothing, Bach. If somebody wraps you up, there is no kick out. You're just prolonging the embarrassment. So, yeah, there are some bad finishers. Bill and Bennett says I had a Sacco shirt. Yeah. Yeah. Jinder Mahal had a great finish. The Brooklyn Brawler. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and yes, we put people. So moves that we've all done: sleeper, camel clutch, figure four. Like trying to figure out how to make it work, right? Bach, have you ever speared anybody?
I've tried to, yeah.
Right, and if you're old enough, if you fake throwing a punch, you fake throwing a punch like the wrestlers did back in the day. Like you, it's a very short. I mean, it is a thing. The stunner diamond cutter Goldberg spear, which was unique in its own. Like spears weren't. I mean, I think Roman Reigns spear is actually better. The Steiners, the Frankensteiner. Mm. Like there's some ones, but it was dangerous. Literally, yeah. So there's some great finishers and some not so great finishers. We can continue this because it's WrestleMania weekend. DP Bach here on 1-on-1.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.